All right. Thank you all for coming, and welcome to Sunday Morning Mimosa. My name is Joe. I have another great interview. We did this a few weeks ago, and somehow I got them back again to come and talk to us again. So they're coming off their huge sold-out show, One Night Only, that happened this last Saturday night. And they had a few days to rest, but now they're back with us again to tell us how it went. So without further ado, I'll bring out Anita and Buffum and Gina Marie Ritali.
Applause like that since I was on that bar stool with my legs on my head.
I know. Well, you remember back in the day, that was the thing to do.
I gotta say, they were screaming just as loud last Sunday night.
Oh, were they ever?
Were
they ever, Joe?
They really were.
Let me just say hello to the people out there on the internet. Hello, everybody. I am Anita M. Buffum.
And I'm Gina Marie Ritali, her can of what?
And you know us from Sunday Morning
Mimosa.com.
Which is where we are.
Which is where we're listening to.
Yes, honey. Yes.
So wonderful, which is really the reason for our big comeback.
Oh, yeah, honey.
But no, we should talk about our show this year today.
Well, wasn't that fabulous?
Oh, God. Let me interrupt you before you get into it. I'll just let you know.
All right.
Obviously, we have a live audience like we always do. We're also broadcasting live on the internet.
Oh, wow.
Our talk box. So anybody who has questions can...
Talk box.
I don't know what that is.
I never heard
of
it before.
Sounds like a disease.
It's not a disease, but it's a website. And people are listening. Our great listeners are listening online.
Hello, everybody.
Hello,
questions, so I got a few lined up, and you know, hopefully they'll have some questions
for us. I see one of my biggest fans.
Oh, look who Dan is.
Evan, our biggest
Evan,
fan.
Look
hello,
at
Evan.
Hello, Evan. Hello, Evan. How are you?
Oh, he's so wonderful.
Oh, look at him.
He's
cutie
so wonderful.
Patootie.
He is. He's
yes.
So,
yes.
Evan, if you have any questions for us, we know you couldn't make it to our show this past week, but you just type it in this little thing here, and I think our friend here, Jordan. Hello,
yes.
Jordan.
Hello, Jordan. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Our friend Jordan is monitoring the talk box. So
yes.
You can all just ask your questions to Jordan through the talk box, and he'll let us know, and we'll answer them.
Look at that. You're so computer savvy all of a sudden.
I know. Well, our manager...
Right?
Our
Joe, I don't understand how this happened.
I know. All of a sudden.
I don't get it.
I know.
Part.
Well, here's what happened was, our manager, Trisha, from Pretty Woman Inc.,
yes.
Unfortunately, she had to turn the company back over to her father, Vincenzo.
Wow.
Well, he sat me down the other day and said, honey, you need to learn all this intranets. And we see it, Dan. And he said, this is the Facebooks and the MySpaces. And
yes.
He gave you the run-through.
He did.
Well,
oh,
yeah,
up and
I
down.
Bet he gave you more than a run-through. I bet he gave you more than a run-through, honey. Oh, yeah. I'm sure of it.
He did ask me about the splits, but I did
well,
not.
Well,
not today.
Oh, you're not today.
Well, it's too hot out.
Well, no, you're so sore from the weekend.
Yeah, so let's get to the show.
Yes.
So let's take us back Saturday night, One Night Only.
Oh.
One Night Only.
Again, sold out.
Sold out.
Nobody was allowed.
Nobody was allowed in
after the cutoff.
After the cutoff, nobody could come in.
So how did it go? It was a grueling week going into it. Right?
Oh, God, we work like dogs.
Unfortunately, Gina Marie over here had to pull overtime at her job.
Oh, God.
God, that was horrible.
You're lucky I didn't come in dead.
You're
lucky, honey.
Well, I mean, that secretarial job runs you into the ground.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I don't know how you do it.
I don't know. At this age, with my back?
I know. Well, I can barely keep my housemate on top of things while I'm trying to think of the charity work that I want to do and still make it to rehearsals.
And you taking your naps during the day.
Thank God for that.
Oh, God, honey.
Thank God for that. Well, I have to take medication for that, but that's...
Well, that's another story for another day.
Exactly.
Yes, it is.
But no, so unfortunately, she had to work double time
at the weekend. Oh, my goodness. Well, everyone was having their work done at the construction site.
I know. Well, because summer's coming up and Memorial Day is this weekend.
God,
oh,
God. And you're having your gazebo done.
My gazebo, that's right.
Yes.
Well, I demanded that the guys over from Aphrodite Construction Lumber, where Gina Marie works.
That's right.
She works at Aphrodite Construction Lumber.
You know, well,
we
I had to
tell
take
that
a side
to
job. Well, I had to take a side job because Trisha wasn't, you know, paying the bills with the showgirl career.
Right.
You know,
there's
what can
so
I do?
Much
there's only so
do.
Much you can do. There's only so much you can spread yourself thin, you know?
No. Well, I'm better at spreading myself than you are,
All right, so back to the show. How did the show go? It seemed to go really well.
Honey.
Let's start from the beginning.
Oh,
Let's start from the beginning. What a day.
What?
Well, I woke up and I have this new routine that I go through because, you know, I really am committed to the Showgirl Korea thing. Not like Gina Marie, she has to have a job, but I have decided that I am putting myself into this 125%. So I get up in the morning at about noon and I have, you know, my coffee and my teas and all that. And sometimes I have the biscotti.
Of course you do.
And then I start my stretches. Now, when I started, I had done this 25 years ago when we were an all-night stretch.
Well, thank God for that.
Right. Well, 25 years ago, we were chorus girls in a show called All Night Stretch.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And I learned this all wholesome, all orgasmic warm-up. Yes, it's all natural, it's all orgasmic, you're in tune with the whole, the earth and the spirit and all
that.
Is
it like the yogas?
The
yogas? Yogurt?
It's something like the yogas, I think. I couldn't swear to it.
Okay. Well,
but what I do is I get up in the nude and I do my warm up and my stretches with the nude. And I just fully commit myself to the Lord and give myself fully over.
Oh, it's religious, is it? Oh, who knew?
You should be there. It is a religious
experience. Oh, I bet. With you doing it, I'm sure it is.
So I lay down and I do all that and, you know, get myself all together. And then at about 4 o'clock, because that takes a few hours.
Yes.
Then at about 4 o'clock, I go into hair and makeup.
Oh, well, thank God for that.
And
by then, I'm done with my job.
Well,
I was up at 4 a.m. I had to go to my job by 6:30 in the morning.
And don't you get together the... Joey and his boyfriend Gino downstairs.
Oh yeah, well,
you
honey,
do the breakfast.
I do the breakfast. I have to get all the cooking ready, and you know, I do the Italian breakfast like everybody does. Forget about that.
Yes.
Hey, the weekends are the most important time for the family. Mm-hmm. Oh, you got to know that, honey. Joe, you know
that. Of course.
Your mother, of course.
Of course.
Oh yeah. Yes.
So Gina, you worked on the day of the show.
Oh, of course, honey.
No,
well, I couldn't take off. I couldn't
take
off. I'm the only woman that works at the job.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, tell them what they told you this time of year. You got the memo about the new uniform. And
there was a whole new uniform. I had to have a whole new dress code, which I was so shocked about, really. You know, they told me that my skirts had to be 3/4 above the knee.
Wow.
And I didn't understand it at all whatsoever.
I told her that didn't sound right.
No.
No.
Well, I was really uncertain. And then
we didn't bat an eyelash.
No.
As showgirls, we always wore our skirts three quarters above the
knee. We were more things revealing than that, honey. Come on. Remember?
I used to go out in my costume from All Night Strut.
Oh.
I played the shadow of the leading lady.
Of course you did.
And I was in a sheer bodysuit with strategically placed bedazzled.
Oh, remember those gems?
Yes, I would go out to the Copa in the whole outfit.
Oh, yes.
I would. So a 3/4 length skirt above the knee is nothing to...
Yeah.
No, that's nothing.
Oh, God. And, you know, the way they're treating me there is
so
amazing.
Yes.
So amazing.
So amazing.
Oh, God. Well, I'm the only lady. So they're treating me like their mother, their sister, their aunt. Oh, yeah.
So you got the one notice about the skirt, and then the week later, tell them about that.
Oh, well, then I got a notice, and it was a little strange, honey. I got to tell you this. It was a little strange. I got a little note saying that all the women in the office weren't allowed to wear...
Hold on. By the way, she's the only woman in the office.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm the only lady that works there.
But the note
said
all of the women...
Yeah, all the women were not allowed to wear underwear.
Oh.
And I didn't understand. You
I
know,
said
what?
To her, I thought maybe it was because of the ventilation. Remember
oh,
I said
well,
the
yes.
I thought.
And, well, I was unsure
Same
about it. Question. I was really unsure about it. But you know what? I said, I'll take this with a grain of salt. I'll move on.
You
and
do
you know
what you
what?
Do.
You do what you do. And I came to work with no underwear and my skirts hopped up high.
And it's been fine ever since, really.
Oh, God.
I mean, I told her I thought it was a little bit strange. I thought it was, you know, what do they call it now? I saw it in that Judge Joe Brown.
What's
what is
that?
Oh, God, the sexual harassments.
Well, I don't think it's any of that. Now, do you think it's that?
Well, if they're saying it's for safety reasons, it couldn't be sexual harassment.
Well, I'm not sure, honey.
Anyway.
So
let's go
to the actual show. You're there.
Oh,
you know, the show. How did it go? I heard, actually, Gina, I heard you had a bit of surprise at the show.
Oh, well, Anita was so kind. She was so kind, wasn't you?
Well,
you were so kind.
You were a little upset at first.
Well, I was...
Taken
you know,
aback. Not upset. Taken aback.
No, I was shocked. I was just shocked and puzzled.
Pleasantly surprised.
Yes.
Pleasantly surprised.
My Tina Marie had learned how to be
daughter, Tina
a hotbox girl. Yeah, my daughter, mm-hmm. Tina Marie. And she learned how to be a hotbox girl. And so we had her in the background for the show.
We did. She had her legs up in the air and was dancing. I taught her how to do the famous Anita M. Buffum splits.
Oh, yeah.
I did. I taught her how to do bending over backwards and all that. Oh, she did it all that night.
Oh, yeah. Did you ever show her?
I did, honey. I did.
Oh,
so
yeah,
that
you
was
did.
Wonderful. I was, you know, it was wonderful to make it a family event.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, you
right.
did.
It's nice to have your family that is supporting.
And I actually,
oh,
this
yeah.
is wonderful enough about Gina Marie. I actually was lucky enough to sing the song that I had done at church this past week. The American Standard, Diamonds Are Forever.
Ah!
Yes. I did, and
we're going to go into that, are we?
Well, I
didn't. Okay.
Well, no, I was so excited because I had sung it at church the past week.
Oh, I'm sure
Father
Murphy
Brown requested it.
No.
And I was delighted because I had it in my catalog. I, you know,
oh, well,
done
hello.
That song forever. I've
hello.
Done that song for so long. I've done that song for how long have I been doing that song?
Oh,
forever.
Well, for years.
I've been singing that song for a long
70s.
Time. Long time.
Yes.
So I, you know, got up on the altar. And I did my whole thing, and I did the song and all that. And
oh, God.
I tell you, I swear to God, the Lord Jesus impressed upon me that this song needs to be put in the hymnal.
Really?
Yes, yes, honey.
Oh, my God. Well, that makes sense. Diamonds to Jesus.
Yes,
really?
Honey. Well, diamonds are forever, just like Jesus.
Well, hello.
So I told Father Murphy Brown that, and, you know, Sister Mary Ciccone was all about it as well.
Oh, well, now she's getting up there.
She
girl.
Is. I don't know if she really heard what I was saying, but she
she's
was in agreement. She was in agreement with
was
me.
Was she?
Yes, honey.
Well, I can't imagine
and
that.
The ladies at church, you know, we had the conversation about you working, and
well,
we talked about that at the church, too.
Well,
we won't get
I don't
want to
get into
that.
I don't want to get into that. It makes me very upset.
That's
all
right.
I'm very upset about
actually,
that. Joe, we're not talking about
that. We're not
that
talking about that.
I told you ahead of time. This is in my contract. We are not talking about that.
During the pre-interview, we're not bringing
we're
that
not
up.
We're not talking about
that. I did not bring that up.
No.
Actually, we have a question from one of our internet fans.
Oh,
so
really?
Oh,
bring it on. Bring it on.
This listener asks, it appears one of you is a star. How does the other person handle this?
How do you handle that, Gina Marie?
I don't understand.
I feel so bad. These questions come in like this all the time.
Are you kidding
so
me? I don't understand. We're both, I thought we were both equally
well,
gorgeous
no,
and celebrity-like.
Well,
you know?
I mean, I think we're both in the same show. I don't know if it calls both stars, but you, I mean, you're really an important part of that show. I could not go any further than doing this show that we did together without you. I could never do the show that we just did together without you.
Oh, I'm sure you couldn't, honey. I'm sure you could not.
I mean, I could never have anybody else named Gina Marie Ritoli sing that song.
Oh, of course you couldn't, honey.
Sing the song.
You're not gifted with that kind of talent.
I'm not, no.
No,
I mean, I don't
not
know.
At all.
I mean, I mean, I could ask any Joe Blow, but I wouldn't want to.
No.
I wouldn't want
to. We're like this. We're like... We're like sisters.
We are
like from
sisters.
The grave.
Yes, honey. Yes. I mean,
yes.
I could do a solo, but I wouldn't, honey.
What?
I wouldn't.
No.
I mean, I would not. Never.
Yeah, and I'll say this listener did not specify who was the star and who wasn't. So.
But no, we knew. We know what he meant, didn't we, Bubba? We knew what he meant.
I'm not really sure.
We knew what he meant.
All right.
But
well,
now, moving on.
Moving on.
What's the next question?
We actually have another question
from
our listeners.
Another question, okay.
This listener would like to know if Anita is a professional singer.
Oh,
well, here's how it started. I'll go.
Well,
sorry,
well, honey,
just, no. Oh, honey.
Oh, you
if
don't know.
Could
honey.
Just be quiet for a quick second.
Oh,
I saw that. I was lucky enough. Actually, I owe all of my talents to Gina Marie's family, the D'Angelo.
Oh, that's right.
I started off. Were we 2 years old?
We were about 2 or 3.
I think about 2 years old. We
yes.
started off at Gina Marie's aunt's dance studio, Candy and Connie's. Dance studio. What was it?
CNC Dance Factory.
Out in Long Island.
Yes, honey.
I didn't know what was going on. It was kind of a JonBenet situation.
Well, no, it's nothing like that. No, nothing
but,
like that.
But I started the dance there. I was doing the tap and the ballet and the jazz, and then
mm-hmm.
I got into the modeling.
Yes.
Gina Marie didn't do that.
Well, no.
And I, then I began.
I was too short.
Well, it's funny because I always said, and we said this last time,
I was too
short. You were too short. But
I
was. You could have done the personality modeling. If they could take a picture of your personality, you'd be on the cover of all the
magazines. I'd be up on a billboard in Times Square.
Yeah. You know what? They should come out.
Oh, yeah,
you know what? Estee Lauder, if you're listening, Estee, come out with a perfume called, an eau de toilette called, personality.
Oh.
Yes, and you could be the cover model.
It's my scent.
There you go.
Oh, well,
wow.
That's a little personal, though, isn't
well,
it?
Well, it's a little, I'm smelling it right now.
I better close my legs a little bit. There you go, honey.
Three-quarter length skirts above the knee.
Oh.
So from there, you know, I was doing the modeling and the dancing, and I've actually never had any professional vocal training. Gina Marie has had a lot.
Oh, I've had a lot.
A lot.
I've had a lot.
I've never needed
it. Yeah,
I've had. I had this, you know, my mother, I wasn't in the picture very long.
Not very long.
Not very long.
Oh, poor thing.
I mean, I don't want to get into what happened to her.
Oh, God.
But we won't talk about it.
Oh,
but
horrible.
It, I don't talk about it.
Horrible.
But, you know, my mother always said...
Horrible.
My mother always said, you know, honey, you have a natural talent. Not like that, Gina Marie. You have natural talent.
Oh,
you
really?
Don't need lessons like Gina Marie.
Does she say that?
You remember she told you to your face.
No.
You remember that, honey.
Oh, I
That's
lived it every day
surprise.
Of my life. I really did. I didn't know it was going to come back in my face.
You know, I was fortunate enough... Joe, I was fortunate enough that I, in addition to being able to dance like Gina Marie, I was actually able to sing and model.
Wow.
Yes, honey.
Well, singing I wouldn't agree with. But, oh, God,
but
of course, the modeling.
I mean, you had your secretarial schooling.
Well, of
which
course.
Which I did not have that.
You didn't have that? No.
I never had
well,
that.
Well, my mother was the one who told me that I had to get my GED.
Oh.
Oh, you well, you knew.
You didn't even
yeah.
know. And you didn't even know what that was.
I had no clue.
You thought that was an STD.
I didn't even
know. That was an STD.
Oh, my God, I was
so
afraid
long.
To do it.
You said, why is my mother telling me I need this sexually transmitted disease?
Oh, I was afraid. Well, I thought it was something Frankie was going to give me. Oh, yeah.
I'm sure it was, honey.
I bet it was.
It was.
Well,
oh,
I was so afraid until
Frank?
I sat in the classroom.
How's Frank? How is he?
Oh, he's so fabulous.
Is he?
Can I tell
has
you?
Has he found work yet? Has he,
well,
found,
no,
has he
no.
found the Lord?
No. Well, he hasn't found the Lord. And he hasn't found work. Well, you know how men are, you know.
They come hand in hand.
Oh, of course.
But I have a great book I think he should read. It's called The Secret.
Oh, really?
Yes, honey. He can have anything he wants.
If he just wishes upon it?
No, he just needs to read this book and then you get it.
Oh.
It's happened to me.
Well, I heard about
that
on the View.
And it was on Oprah.
On Oprah, yeah. Yes, Oprah.
Really?
I learned about it.
Oh,
I read goodness. This whole book and that's, you know, how I've, you know, kept my figure and I've kept my vocal stabilities and all that.
Wow.
And actually, you know what? Remember when I wanted to get my verandah redone?
Yes,
remember
honey.
I actually wished it and did the whole thing that it said in The Secret, the book The Secret.
Yes.
And then I hit it.
Get it?
Yes. It was like,
can you lend me that book? I need that
well,
in my life.
It might be beyond your reading level, but I'll lend it to you.
Okay, well.
There's lots of pictures in there.
I'll try it.
All right.
Well, I actually have another question from one of our internet listeners.
Okay.
Gina. This is for Gina.
Oh.
If you ever had the chance to model, would you?
Well, honey, I'd be so...
Of course she would. She'd
be so excited. I'd be begging.
She's
oh
been begging
God.
For years to get her in
well,
with my agent.
What kind of modeling would you have in mind, honey?
What could she do? Well, definitely
well,
catalog.
Well, print modeling.
Yeah, well,
print.
You can have a runway.
From the face up.
Yes.
From the face up. Oh,
yes, honey.
Well, I have a gorgeous smile like you always said.
Well, like your mother, Mrs. D'Angelo.
Oh,
well, we never had a stitch of dentistry done in her life.
Oh, God. She never needed it. Never needed that. No.
Wow.
Oh, goodness.
So, the show went really well.
Oh, went
oh,
so
amazing.
Well. Oh.
My solo. Really brought the house down.
Did it?
Oh, God, it did. Oh, I mean, you were there, Gina.
I was.
I could not believe, I really felt that the power of the Lord, baby Jesus, had planted itself into my vocal cords.
Did it?
Yes, honey. I don't know what came over me. I was hitting those notes, and I was dancing, and
oh,
I was...
Oh, yeah, you were.
And I had that, I mean, a lot of people think that I have a really tiny waist, but now, honey, I wear a waist cincher.
Do you?
Yes.
Oh.
I was not fortunate enough to look malnutrition like Gina Marie.
Well, I worked very hard in that body.
I was not.
I've been dieting for months since the Christmas show.
No, I was not fortunate enough to look malnutritioned. I actually look healthy, and I had to wear a waist cincher to create that illusion.
Oh.
And so I was able to sing and dance and hit those notes. I don't know what came out. It was the Lord, baby Jesus, yes.
No.
Well,
he gifted you with that ass, didn't he?
Yeah.
I was fortunate enough to be at the show. I thought you both looked amazing, and that you both sang. It was a great show.
Wasn't it good?
Now, Anita, I did hear that you had an interesting fan interaction after the show.
I didn't hear this, honey.
There was a woman that was somewhat of a big fan of yours. Do you remember this at all?
I did not hear this.
I mean, I was so euphoric on the whole being the star of that show and people bum rushing me afterwards.
Right, there was a lot of
you
people.
You were the star.
There was a lot of people.
I don't know if I remember which one you're talking about.
She had a house coat on and she was at a studio.
Oh, yes, honey. This is the funny story.
Tell me.
This is a funny story.
I was not there with you.
Well,
when you
I was
home.
Walking to the caddy.
Get it up.
Well, my driver, I told him, just leave it over there and I'll come around.
Well,
so I'm walking over there and this woman comes out in a house coat and she says to me that she thinks she knows who I am. And I said, yes, honey, you probably do recognize me either from my modeling as
a model for JCPenney's activewear.
Yes.
Yes.
Or from my show, All Night Strut.
Wow.
She looked at me so strangely, like she knew who I was. Sorry, that's my puppy. Oh, God. Honey.
Elizabeth Tiella.
My puppy, Elizabeth Tiella. I can't have kids, but I do have puppies. Is she calmed down?
She's all right. We got someone else.
All right. So I was going to the court, and this woman came out in this house coat, and she recognized me. And it was astounding, because she says to me she thinks she knows who I am. And mm-hmm. I said, well, I'm sure you do know who I am. And I said, I'm Anita M. Buffum. I do a show over here. And she asked me where I'm from. And I said, Astoria, honey.
Of course.
And then she asked me if I was attending camp.
No way.
Yes.
Yeah.
I said, can you tell? I said, yes.
How did I tell?
Well, and then, oh, God. He had mercy on her soul. She went. Yeah. She rolled her eyes and did the big sigh thing. And I said, honey. She said, hi. And I said, well, actually, I mean, well, this is just between us, right? No one's going to hear this?
No one will hear.
Okay. I said, you know what? That's why I go to the Italian Catholic Church.
No.
And she says to me, it's like we were reading each other's mind. She said, they don't teach anything over there at the Italian Catholic Church.
No.
And I said, that's why I go there. And I said, Father Murphy Brown, he just talks and talks and talks, and I don't pay attention to words.
It's a good story. It's good for a good story.
You know, and I barely remember it. It's not that wonderful. I get up on the altercation, and I do my thing, and, you know, and I get off stage, and that's it. Because I sing in the choir, you know?
Of course.
This woman, oh, God, she looked at me like I had five heads.
So other than that, it was rave reviews from everyone that I talked to.
I could not get over how great
the show went.
Can we thank everybody who came out?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much to all our friends. Thank you.
It's going to be right back to the grind, right?
Well,
yes.
Exactly. Now, this is, I don't know how I'm going to get through this. I really don't know.
Oh, God.
Okay, we just finished this show this weekend.
We have a new show.
A month away in July.
That's it.
We have two more shows in
July.
That's
it. Trisha's got his book solid.
You know what? Actually, too, I think I remember this. Trisha says that we have another performance as well at the People's Improv Theater.
Yes,
in June.
The end of June.
Oh,
can
God,
you believe that?
I don't know how I'm going to do this. How are you going to do this? You better ask off time
well,
to work.
You're going
to
give me those dates. Joe, you better give me those dates.
Of course.
I don't know.
The People's Improv
I don't think
is...
I have it.
You told me
it.
This
it's,
a long time ago. Yes, you did.
It is June 26th,
oh,
Friday.
That's
June
right, June 26th. I have a ring down.
And the People's Improv
yes.
Theater.
That's right. And then it's back to the Duplex.
Yeah, I'll go to the it's a real tour.
Oh, good.
It's a real tour.
It's the first time. Oh, my goodness.
We have only performed, we performed all over New Jersey with All Night Strut.
Well, that's right.
But then after that, it was the Duplex.
Well, that's it. Just one.
For this past year.
Well, that's
but
it.
But now we're going to the People's Improv Theater, and I can't stand it.
What is that?
I don't know. I have no idea, but it's not the Duplex.
Well,
I know.
Well, good for that. Good for that, Trisha.
So, yeah, so you'll be back at the Duplex after the People's Improv on Friday, July 17th.
Mm.
And again, Friday,
okay.
July
31st.
And that's an all-new show, is that
honey,
correct?
All-new.
Honey, Gina, we've got to get you on a tight regime.
Really?
Yes, honey. I do not want you sounding like you sound this past Saturday in July.
So what should we do?
You got to do being in the vocal warm-ups every day. I've got to put you through the stretches. The same exercises I'm doing with your daughter, Tina Marie. Yes, honey.
Well,
yeah, I'll have you both over to my rec room.
Really?
Yes, I will let you in there now.
Oh.
Normally, I don't let her in the rec room.
I know.
Because Mr. Buffum just turned it into Hamas.
I was in Orlando. He told me I was in Orlando.
Well, we have a lot of nice things in there, and he knows how you are. But he was afraid of sticky fingers. But I will put it all away. You'll come in there. It'll be fine.
Okay.
It'll be totally fine.
All right. I won't bring my bag. I'll leave it at the door.
Yeah, well, we'll check it. Bring a clear bag. If you bring a clear bag and I can see where it's coming from, it'll be fine.
All right.
It'll be fine. So we're going to go into rehearsals for July 17th.
Yes.
That's right.
And I think tickets go on sale next week.
Next week?
Next week, that's correct.
How exciting. How exciting is that?
Oh, God.
So we'll get all that information up at the end. Just two more questions from my
mom. Bring it on to us.
Anything for the fans.
So the first one is, this listener would like to know, how long have you two been friends?
All our lives. I would tell you how many years, but it's all our lives.
Oh, forget it.
I am not going to give a date on that.
Oh, no.
Honey,
no.
Well, I mean, all
our
lives.
We don't want to tell our age.
No
showgirl tells our real age.
No. My headshot is blank as far as the text goes. It says Anita M. Buffum, period.
That's it.
Anita M. Buffum, tall?
Nothing
else to say. Anita M. Buffum, tall. That's all it says.
Nothing else to say.
that's it.
Nothing else
that's
to say.
That's all the information you need, honey.
Nothing else to say.
And Gina Marie, we need to get you those headshots because you still.
I know.
We took a couple Polaroids, but
well,
that was.
You know,
different.
Well, those were Boudreaux.
Those were different. Those were.
But, you know, those are different. Those were
those
for me and my Frankie.
Yeah. Well, I thought we could crop the top.
Well, I know you tried, but I don't think it's going to work.
Well, the mask that you're wearing, I don't know if that's going to be appropriate for that.
Well, that's between me and you. And,
okay.
You know. All right.
So you've been friends for a long time.
Grew up
together. We actually were born about a week apart.
Oh, forget
something
it.
Like theater.
Oh, forget it.
And it was a home delivery. Our mothers told us it was a
that's
home
it.
Delivery.
Oh, my God.
And back then, that's how you did it. You had
the nurse, the maid, the Afro-American,
you had the mothers, you know, birthed you and the house.
Yeah, they helped you, yeah.
And
yeah, the ones that were used to all those births at one time.
My mother always tells the story. I came out crying and she said it was like this. The vibrato for days, she
you
said.
You came out singing.
Yes, honey. Yes.
Well,
and you came out with that curly hair.
Oh, forget it. My mother didn't know what to do with it. Oh my God, she had such angina from me.
I remember her father, Mr. D'Angelo.
Mm.
There was for years and years and years he was contesting the fact whether or not he was actually the father because of your kinky hair.
Well, yes, honey. Well, I understand that. You know, there was a problem with the milkman, and you know, yes.
Well, that's
a story for another day.
It's a well-known fact that Gina Marie's block. Had the first Afro-American milkman in the whole neighborhood.
Really?
Yes, honey.
I did not know that.
Yeah, you knew that.
Oh, well, I would have never.
There's pictures of you and Mr. and your mother, Mrs. D'Angelo, with a milkman. You know.
Well, yes. I would have never drank that milk. I'll tell you that right now.
Honey.
Oh.
Anyway.
All right, we have one more question from one of our online listeners, and then we're going to wrap it up because I know you ladies are really busy.
Oh, yes, honey.
Gina's
got to start those vocal exercises.
Really?
This listener would like to know, do you use Twitter? And if you do, which celebrities do you follow?
Is that a sexual position?
No, I never heard of that before.
I've never. Is it like the rabbit that you gave me?
Don't tell about that. That's our secret.
But it's actually
a little secret thing that I have between you and me.
Little status updates.
Well, I think Sunday Morning Mimosa has Twitters.
Oh,
Sunday
do they?
Mimosa is on Twitter.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
You know
that Joy Behar from The View, she's got that Twitter.
She actually,
she tweets. Yes.
Our manager, Trisha, does have me signed up for the Twitters.
Oh.
Okay.
Which I think you can just do the search on the Googles.
Mm-hmm.
Nita and Buffum.
Does she?
I think in Twitter or something. I'm sure I'll come right
well,
out.
Well, how do we get that for me? I need that.
We'll get that.
Yeah, I need that.
I need that.
How did you never tell me about that?
I didn't do it. Trisha does it.
Well, why didn't Trisha do that for me?
Well, I mean, she didn't know if you were going to last very long because of your job. And
what?
I don't know, honey. I think she was just, you know, trying to stick with the longevity of the talent of the act.
I see.
Not sure about
that. Okay. Well, I understand where her position lies.
So we're going to wrap it up here because, I, like I said, I know you're very busy. But again, we have a couple more shows coming up. One is
June 26th at the People's Improv Theater.
Everybody can just come to. There's no
anybody can
to
come
I
to
have
the
no
app.
Idea. I All don't
right.
know. We've been asked to guest star on a show there.
That's
okay.
right.
So I don't
yes.
really know how that works.
We have
more
no idea. We're going in blinded.
We'll get more information.
You
I'm sure as that
you're used to being blindfolded.
Well,
I don't know. I'm going to have to practice that. People's Improv Theater, June 26th.
Yes. Yep.
And then
the Duplex
again with an all-new show.
Well, can we tell them about our new show?
Oh, you
can
tell
we tell
them
about the new
show?
Can we
preview?
Just tell you,
well,
this new show,
now,
it's near and dear to our hearts.
It really is, because I think this might be the last time we perform together.
What?
Didn't Trisha talk to you?
No, honey.
Something about it. I mean, she talked to me about Sony Records.
What?
Something.
Oh, well,
Anyway, you have to come to this show, but because it's a story, our story,
okay.
our history, our story, our lives, told through our greatest hits.
I know, honey.
It's going to be amazing, honey. We start off with one of my favorite numbers from back in the day, when we were three years old. Remember that your aunt?
Yes.
After we, you know,
when
danced
we told
for
them
a couple
before.
Of years. Yeah, we
yes.
danced for a couple of years with them. And
mm-hmm.
they put us in the traveling circus.
Oh, yeah.
And we always did Good Ship Lollipop. Remember
that? Oh, God.
And we also did Mama's little baby, that's
shortening. Mama's little baby, that's shortening bread.
We did those songs in the circus, but now we're gonna bring back Good Chip Lollipop.
Oh, yeah, of course we will.
And then what else are we doing here? Some other stuff.
So many things from our life as showgirls. Before we got married and then after.
Joe,
it's gonna be fierce.
I've been married twice. Gina was only lucky to be married once.
Well, I've been married for over 25 years, and that's a blessing and a saint.
But being married twice is wonderful. Really? There's 31 flavors, and I've tasted two so far. You're at one, but, we'll move on from there.
So I only need one, honey.
Go on SunnyMorningMimosa.com and get all the information about all the shows and where to get your tickets and all that kind of good stuff. So I won't keep you, because I know you're probably going straight to rehearsals after this to get ready for all that.
I have a business meeting over at the, not so much a business meeting, but... I need to look at these pamphlets for all these charity works that I'm supposed to be doing. I have to figure out which one I think that I might want to partake in.
Well, between me and my job, there's so many other things going on. Right.
Tomorrow's a work day, isn't it?
Oh, of course. I've got to get home.
I forgot about these.
Yes, honey. Well, I will. I will get out of here right away.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming to talk to us. And
thank you,
we'll see you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everybody.
He was a famous trumpet man from out Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was a top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was flown with the draft. He's in the army now, he's blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he could not jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next did a cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A tootie blows an eight to the bar. And boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless a bassy guitar is playing with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was some boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays a boogie woogie bugle, he was busy as a busy bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump at each of the bar. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. And out of tootie, out of tootie, out of toot-toot, he blows an eight to the bar. He can't blow a note without the bass and guitar isn't with him. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He puts the boys to sleep a boogie every night and wakes them up the same way in the early rise. They clap their hands and stamp their feet, cause they know how to go when someone gives them a beat. Whoa, whoa, yeah. Boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A boogie, a boogie.